Blog Talk Radio.
Guys, it is once again Wednesday, 6:30 p.m., and any SCW fan can tell you the significance of that date and time each and every week. It is once again time for SCW Radio, guys. Now, a lot to talk about on this week's edition. We are, 10 days now away from what a lot of people are saying, the biggest cards, and especially one of the biggest main events this company's ever put together. So, a lot of us very excited here at SCW Entertainment right now, to say the least. Now, I do see I've already got some callers here on my switchboard, but in case there is anyone out there who would like to be a part of SCW Radio this week that doesn't know that guest call-in number, it is 713-955-0804. Once again, that number is 713-955-0804. So there you go, guys. Also, right now we're opening up the chat room right here at blogtalkradio.com if you want to come in and pose your question, comment, concern, whatever the case may be. The chat is now open. And, you know, as we always say, the lines are open for the same thing. You have anything you want to say regarding SCW Entertainment, this is the venue in which to do it each and every week. So, with that said, before we get into any calls, really quickly, guys, let's talk about it, because it is the big event that is on everyone's mind at SCW Entertainment right now, and it is coming your way Saturday, April 18th at a special start time of 4 o'clock p.m. We're going to be at the Burton Center's Miracle League Field, located at 2605 Highway 72, 221 East in Greenwood, South Carolina. Tickets for the event are, as always, $8 for adults, $5 for kids 6 through 12 years of age, and free for 5 and under. Now, you want to talk about a stacked card. There's already been 5 huge matches announced for Blaze of Glory 6 coming up, like I said, April 18th at the Burton Center's Miracle League Field. Now, more recently, we just figured out, it was just announced within the last day or so that Aaron McClure, once again, having a little bit of difficulty finding an opponent for a big fight feel, I guess you'd say, as this show has really turned out to be. And no shocker there. If you recall the last time we were at Burton Center at another huge show, WrestleFest 6, literally had to hold an open challenge and entice someone to come out, and it didn't end too well. Well, the same thing is going to be going on at Blaze of Glory 6, guys. Aaron McClure has once again made an open challenge. This time, the SCW Extreme Championship is on the line. I think that's to sort of sweeten the pot to get somebody out of that locker room to take on the 400-pound intimidation factor. Also, guys, at Blaze of Glory 6, the SCW Tag Team Championships are on the line in a last-chance match. GPA has literally dominated the tag team division over the last several months at SCW Entertainment. Whether or not you approve of their tactics and the way they got things done, that's a whole other question for a whole other day. However, their tactics have proven to be successful, and the Smooth Operators have yet to be able to get that decisive 1-2-3 for the tag team titles. So therefore, this is their last and final attempt at those championship belts. If the Smooth Operators can't secure a victory over GPA at Blaze of Glory 6, no more chances for those titles. Also, guys, in a first-ever Fans Bring the Weapons hardcore match, we're going to try to put an end to this rivalry between Dean Richards and Sean Storm one-on-one. If you're listening to this, yes, we're talking about you guys. Bring the Weapons to this Fans Bring the Weapons hardcore match. These two are going to, let's just be perfectly honest, beat the crap out of each other. They're going to try to settle the score once and for all, and you, the fan, can be a big part of that. So don't forget, Bring the Weapons, guys. Also, in a triple threat match for the SCW Internet Championship, defending champion James Hall will defend that belt against Antonio Smith and Anderson Strong. Like I said, triple threat rules. We've seen the growing dichotomy between all three of these men over the last several months here at SCW Entertainment, and it's all going to come to a head at Blaze of Glory with the Internet Championship on the line. And, of course, guys, the big main event that has been signed for this amazing card, if you ask me, and a lot of people, a lot of SCW fans, I've seen it posted on Facebook and various other social media, A lot of people are saying this is the most important match in SCW history. It is TJ Boss, SCW Heavyweight Champion, defending his title against the other SCW Heavyweight Champion, Tanner Stone, in a match that will crown an undisputed SCW Heavyweight Champion right there in your main event at Blaze of Glory 6. Now, you know, anybody who is a fan of this company knows the long and winding, arduous story that led to this main event. And I'm sure we'll probably end up talking about it later on in the show, so we're going to skip that right now. But, guys, one more time, just a reminder, Saturday, April 18th, special start time of 4 o'clock p.m., we are at the Burton Center's Miracle League Field for Blaze of Glory 6. That's located at 2605 Highway 72, 221 East in Greenwood, South Carolina. Tickets for the event are $8 for adults, $5 for kids 6 through 12 years of age, and absolutely free for 5 and under. Now, guys, this is usually the point in the show where we throw a little social media link at you. We'll make it pretty brief this week, as I see we do have some callers here waiting in the queue. We don't want to keep anybody waiting. We want to make sure we get everyone's opinions and views here on SCW Radio. But really quickly, guys, follow, friend, like, share. SCW Entertainment, we're on Facebook. We're on Twitter at SCW Greenwood. We're on Instagram. We're right here, obviously, on Blog Talk Radio. We have a YouTube account. Anytime you search SCW Entertainment on almost any website, any social media tool, you'll find us there. So I won't bore you all with the links this week. I think we do it each and every week. I almost have a full switchboard, so I think we better go ahead and get into callers. So I've seen this number several times over the last several weeks, so definitely have this one memorized. So, ladies and gentlemen, apparently right now we're going to be joined by Sean Storm. Is that you? Are you there?
Absolutely. Of course I'm here. So, unlike Dean Richards, I'm man enough to actually face the SCW public. The public that is going to be bringing whatever weapons they choose, that coincidentally, Dean Richards doesn't really connect with very well. I mean, if there's any weakness in his game, wouldn't that be it?
I could say so, sure.
Now, there is one small problem, and usually I would never admit this, but since I have always been a man of my word in this company, I have one main issue going into this show.
Which would be?
You can't psych Dean Richards out. I've attacked him. I've cheated the man. I've attacked him from behind. I've done everything possible, and he just keeps on coming. I don't get it. I mean, I've faced a lot of people in this company and over my career, but this guy, you can't get to him. You can't piss him off. You can't upset him. You can't break him down. Like, I mean, I didn't want to admit this to myself or to the people, but Sean Van may have actually been correct last week on the radio show.
About what? I'm sorry, I'm a little bit taken aback. I don't even know how to respond to something like that from you, man.
You're taken aback. The fact is, you were right. I had a little history lesson, did a little research, and I am on quite the losing streak, as you yourself proclaimed. And as you said, this might be the biggest match of my career. It's not for a championship. It's not for getting fired. It's not for job safety. It's for respect. And while the fans aren't going to respect me no matter what I do, if I go toe-to-toe with Dean Richards and beat the bloody hell out of him at his own game, I'll get my respect. I'll end the losing streak. I will turn myself around. And unfortunately, I do have to say, I will defeat Tanner Stone if it comes to that for that title. But you're right. I've been losing. Usual routine isn't working, so I'm not in a joking mood this week. I'm not going to come up with some funny little catchphrase or nickname for Dean Richards. I'm simply going to find a way to do what I do best, and that is pull the upset of the century when I need it. No one thought I had a chance against Robert Mack way back in the day. I beat him. No one thought I had a chance to beat James Hall when he was on a streak himself. I beat him. No one thought that I could ever get even one pinfall over the big Anderson Strong. I did that. Dean Richards, you're just the next in a line of, you can call it luck, you can call it skill. I really don't give a damn what you call it. I am going to win. I'm going to put my name back in this company where I belong, and that's all there is to it. I'm focused now, and like me or not, Sean Van can attest to this. When my back is to the wall and when the people doubt that I can come out and win, that's when I strike.
And, you know, I'll say this, you know, me and you have a difference of opinion on the way we do things these days, but I've never taken away the fact that, you know, that last statement you said is absolutely true. We've seen you fight from the bottom once or twice, to be a little bit funny here. You know, you are an ultimate underdog, even if it's far different than what people are used to seeing from an underdog. I'll leave it at that. You're a dichotomy, Sean Storm. Let's just say this.
Look, it's plain, it's simple. No matter what me and Dean do to each other, you don't have to like any tactics I do. If I manage to get a pinfall over Dean Richards at Blaze in a fans bring the weapons match, when it's stacked against me more than anything I've probably ever faced in my entire career, that's it. You can't make excuses, because when it comes down to needing weapons, Dean Richards is probably the last guy in this company that actually needs those. But a match is a match. It's one-on-one. The best guy is going to win, and whether people like it or not, I'm better than Dean Richards. Whether you agree with that, that's fine. I will beat this man, and you can hate me as much as you want to professionally. That is your opinion. I really don't care. That's fine. If I listened to the haters, I would have left this company long, long ago. But let me ask you a question. When, or I'll give you if, to be fair, but I am going to win, if I beat Dean Richards, no matter how it happens, what can anyone say at that point?
Well, you know, Sean, I think if you pull it off, especially in this particular type of match, like you said, Dean Richards is a pretty dangerous guy with or without weapons. So if you pull it off, man, I think you're going to silence a lot of individuals. I'll be perfectly honest with you. And you'll probably – I know you feel some type of way about – I'm very honest in the way I host this show, and I want you to know, consider me a, quote, hater of Sean Storm, but I do think you have a lot to prove come Saturday, April 18th.
And if I prove you wrong, will you be at the first of that line on this radio show and tell everybody to respect me?
You know what? I think we could work something out.
All right. That's all I wanted.
Something up. You get the W over Dean Richards, and, you know, potentially I'll give you a little endorsement, I guess, if that means anything.
Hey, the fans listen to you. That's all I care about.
Well, we do have a lot more callers here in the queue, so if you'll stay on there with us, Mr. Storm, we're going to move on as well. Next caller, last four digits, 0207, you're on SCW Radio. Who are you speaking with?
Man, it's Ty Down.
I'm sorry, hello? Who are we speaking with?
That Dean Richards finally calling in?
Whomever it was, the call just dropped. So if you're having any kind of connectivity issues, give the number back one more time, which I'll go ahead and I'll give out once more. That number is 713-955-0804, now that we're pretty much firmly getting into the call-in portion of this show. Let's go ahead and take another caller. Last four digits, 9555. You're on SCW Radio. Who are we speaking with?
Gentlemen, this is one half of the SCW Tag Team Champions, Dr. Carl Hager.
All right, man. Well, I'm actually glad you called in. I really wanted to talk about this. This is a match that, personally, I have a lot of fond memories of my career. One of those being the tag team division. That's where I spent a lot of time. And I'm excited to see you guys one more time, Smooth Operators, GPA, tag titles. What do you think about there, Dr. Carl Hager?
Well, the fact that this whole match shouldn't even be happening, because we already beat them twice. What, beating them a third time, what is that going to do? Absolutely nothing. Does nothing for nobody. But the only satisfaction I'm going to get out of this whole match is not that we win, and we will win this final last chance match, or whatever the hell you want to call it. The satisfaction that I'm going to get is when Cat Daddy goes home to his quote-unquote kittens and sees the disappointment and sadness in their face.
Well, I got to tell you, man, I don't know if you've seen it or not, but Cat Daddy did upload a video sort of counter to yours earlier on Facebook today, and he seems pretty pumped, man. You have to kind of use Sean Storm's analogy he used earlier about being backed into a corner. I think the Smooth Operators are definitely backed into a corner. Do you think that's going to affect the match on April the 18th?
No, it's not, because look at history. You see, Custard was backed in a corner. What happened to him? He got murdered. That's exactly what we're going to do to Smooth Operators. We're going to absolutely demolish them. We've already demolished them twice. Demolishing them a third time is going to be no sweat at all.
All right. Now, with that said, I don't know if you heard earlier in the show, but I did. I have to give you guys your props. Once again, sort of the same thing with the Sean Storm situation. Although a lot of people may or may not agree with your guys' tactics, they have been proven successful. And ever since WrestleFest, the last time, 6 months ago, that we were at Burton Center's Miracle League Field, you guys have absolutely dominated the tag team division, and I have to give you your props. However, I got to tell you, I haven't seen Cat Daddy and Del Frito as pumped and as hungry as they are in a long time, man.
Well, it doesn't matter what people agree that what we did to actually get the championship, because if they had an ounce of the mental capacity that we have, they would understand that we did what we need to do to get those titles. And what did we do? We went out and got those titles in our first match together. Now, what is that? I mean, you know the catchphrase. That's just simply genius.
All right, man. Well, like I said, it's coming up, guys, April the 18th. GPA, Dr. Carl Hager, and Professor Murdoch defend those tag team titles in a last chance match against the Smooth Operators, Cat Daddy and Del Frito. We got some more callers here. We're going to go ahead and take them as well. Next caller, last four digits, 5337. You're on SCW Radio. Who are we speaking with?
This is your SCWX champion.
Oh, well, guys, I got to tell you, I think this is a first, ladies and gentlemen. Honestly, I don't think we've ever been joined by the Intimidation Factor, Aaron McClure, right here on the
show. I'm not here.
Is the first time. I'm good, man. How about you?
You know, I'm really glad you called in, man. It seems as if, and I'm sure you've kind of become accustomed to this, you're having a hard time finding an opponent to face you at Blaze of Glory. Now, you know, we spoke earlier about Dean Richards being a dangerous man with or without weapons. That extreme division, honestly, it comes with the champion's choice. If he wants to use weapons, he can use them. If he wants to keep the match clean, he can do that as well. Is there anybody you have in mind, particularly, you'd like to see answer your open challenge?
Not really. There's not too many people in SCW that I haven't beaten already. Beat the living hell out of the Dudley Boy Rejects, and nobody's heard anything from them since. Last time we were at Brewer Field, I beat the living hell out of Rocky Siaki, and he had to tuck his tail between his legs and run off.
Also 100% fact, man. I got to tell you, you know, it's no BS when we go around saying that, you know, you have a hard time finding opponents. You have a history of literally leaving opponents in a pool of their own selves in the ring. I mean, let's be honest. They don't call you the Intimidation Factor for nothing. So, with that said, I guess what we can say here is there's really only one more question. Do you think there's anybody in the SCW locker room that can not only step up to you, but take that championship belt away from you?
If they're dumb enough to try, they're dumb enough to lose.
I couldn't have put it more eloquently myself, man.
I'm not stupid enough to do that.
We know that, Sean. Storm.
Hey, how you doing, man? You need anything? You good? Did you get the gift basket I sent you? This will make you cool.
No, not yet. Maybe
on the way.
To me the 18th.
On the way, we'll make sure we're cool, man. Like,
yeah, we're good.
All right, guys.
Right now,
you hear that, Storm? You got to run, bro. Guys, we do have some more callers here waiting in the queue. If you guys want to stay on the line with us, everyone will get a closing thought here towards the end of the show. So next caller, last four digits, 0207, you're on STW Radio. Who are we speaking with? Okay, we've dropped that caller again, so obviously that caller's having some issues. However, I do think that we have Antonio Smith here waiting on the line with us, so we're going to go ahead and see Antonio.
Damn.
Antonio Smith, are you there?
Antonio Smith. Ladies and gentlemen, kids of all ages, this here is Mr. Smith. I no longer go by Antonio Smith. Wow. But anyway,
well,
I got to get something off my chest here.
Go ahead.
There's a triple threat match. Mr. Smith, Anderson Sgrone, James Hall for the Internet Championship. Wow, triple threat. And I asked James Hall several times for my rematch. What did he do? Just brushed it off. Every single time. Now, at the last show, the best of the best want to come out and save me. Don't need James Hall help. He did not need to come out there. He should have gave me my rematch that I asked for several times. James Hall, I hope you are listening. That was just a little taste of what you would get at Blaze of Glory 6 at the Burton Center, Miracle League. Now, Anderson Sgrone, yes, we got history. Everybody want to know what did he say to me. Well, now y'all do know of you saw of my action at the last show. Well. James Hall, you only got just me. You got Anderson Sgrone. They cost you your match. How do you feel? I know how you feel. You feel betrayed. You feel hurt that you knew that you supposed to win to the final and beat TJ Boss. And now you know how I felt when you brushed me off when I asked for my rematch. Now you want to put it a triple threat match. What a joke. If you the greatest internet champion that you say you are, you a man up and gave Mr. Smith his rematch for the internet championship. Now put it in a triple threat with myself, Anderson Sgrone, and yourself for the title on the line. And don't get me wrong, James Hall. This is a triple threat match, meaning 15-minute limit. No rules in a triple threat match. Never know what can I have in store. I could just walk away with the title. Betty is. Just beat you. And I give you your rematch at the Blaze of Glory 6. Anderson Sgrone, I ain't going to leave you out. I think I can say I want to thank Anderson Sgrone for showing me the light, for telling me something that he whispered in my ear. But what he whispered in my ear of what you saw at the last show, Best of the Best, Blaze of Glory 6, this is going to be a whole different story. One man, one title, three guys going for the internet championship. Who will prevail? James Hall, I'll be bringing everything with you, because I show the hell going to bring everything with me also. Anderson Sgrone going to bring everything with him, but I can't speak on his part. I only can speak on Mr. Smith's part. Anybody want to know why he went ballistic at the Best of the Best tournament?
No.
Idiot. Then if you want to know, nah, we ain't going to talk about it. Just come to Blaze of Glory 6 at the Burton Center Miracle Lead, 2605, Highway 72, 221, East Greenwood, South Carolina. Come, be there. This is a must-see triple threat match. Who will win? I'm putting my money on myself, Mr. Smith.
I got to tell you, and I'll correct myself, Mr. Smith. I got to tell you, I never quite heard this much emotion come out of you before, so excuse me if I'm a little bit taken aback. But, you know, I know that rematch for that championship, and that championship itself means a lot to you. And I got to tell you, man, I'm excited to see what goes down in the triple threat match April 18th. Now, we do have one more caller here in the queue. Once we get this caller in, we'll probably go ahead and start taking some closing thoughts. So, last four digits, 4552, you're on SCW Radio. Who are we speaking with?
Hello, Van Man. This is Chris.
All right, guys, we got SCW fan Chris Weidman here on the line with us. So, Chris, I assume you got something you want to speak on, so feel free.
Yeah, I got something to say. Is Antonio there?
Well, Antonio, who's Antonio?
You.
This is Mr. Smith. You address me by Mr. Smith. Antonio Smith is dead.
Antonio, you know what? You got all that rage, man. You need to go down to North Charleston.
You
and Anderson Strong.
Well, guys,
go ahead. You got jokes, but can you back it up in the ring? Better yet, are you going to keep barking, or are you going to bite like a dog?
He can only bark on the phone. He can't do it in person.
Well, guys, we like I said earlier, we got less than 2.5 minutes now, so we're going to go ahead and we're going to start going through and giving everyone one last word. So we'll start with you, Dr. Carl Hager, your closing thoughts on this week's episode of SCW Radio.
See, people got to realize that on April 18th at the Burton Center, Blaze of Glory 6, they're going to see one last time at GPA versus the Smooth Operators for the very last time. And I hope, I pray that all the kittens are going to be there, because I want to see all the sorrow and disappointment on their faces. Because when GPA is once again victorious, it's just going to be, you know the catchphrase, simply genius.
I really like that guy.
All right, Sean Storm.
Pretty
well,
sure you're the only one.
My Sean closing Storm, thoughts?
Your closing thoughts. Go ahead.
It's pretty simple. See, all I've heard today from a lot of people, some I respect, some we'll see. But all I've heard is why people want to win their match and why they think they should win their match. And unfortunately, I have to win my match. There is a big, big difference. If most of these guys lose, they can come back out the next show, give it their best shot. Everyone will, you know, come right back out and see them. If I lose, that's it. In the eyes of the fans, in the eyes of the few people who do respect me well enough, Mr. McClure, Mr. Stone, there's a select few that I like there. But if I lose, then what? Then I'm the joke of, you know, of SCW. Is that how my career is supposed to be ending? I don't think so. I'm not a joke. I'm very focused on Dean Richards. And the fans aren't going to be doing him any favors by bringing any of these weapons. All they're going to be doing is adding to his destruction, his demise, the fall of Dean Richards, and the rise of Sean Storm once again. Book it, like it, love it. It will happen. Mark the tape.
All right, guys. And as we head into after call, Aaron McClure, first time ever calling into SCW Radio. I'm eager to hear what are your closing thoughts.
April 18th, Blaze of Glory 6, Aaron McClure Invitational. It's going to end like it did last time, with me standing over somebody but holding the title. Plain and simple.
All right, and we'll move on to you there, Mr. Smith. Your closing vote.
Closing thoughts for the day. James Hall, you better sleep with one eye open. Answer strong, we have unfinished business from the best of the best tournament. This is a triple threat match. Mr. Smith, Anderson Skron, James Hall, for the Internet Championship at Blaze of Glory 6, April 18th, Burton Center, Miracle League. Don't want to miss it. But yet, you probably do want to miss it. It might be too graphic for the little kids out there. May want to cover your eyes.
All right, guys, and with that said, one more time, giving you all the details for the big event. And guys, stay tuned. Do not don't just go ahead and hang it up now, because after the specifics for the show, we're going to have an announcement regarding next week's SCW Radio. So with that said, one more time, Saturday, April the 18th at 4 o'clock p.m., special start time, at Burton Center's Miracle League Field at 2605 Highway 72, 221 East in Greenwood, South Carolina. Tickets are $8 for adults, $5 for kids 6 through 12 years of age, and free for 5 and under. Already signed to this epic card, you will see Aaron McClure, as he called it, the Aaron McClure Invitational. Anyone who wants to step up and get a shot for the Extreme Championship against the 400-pound intimidation factor, Aaron McClure, well, like he said in his own words, if you're dumb enough to step up, there you go. Also, the SCW Tag Team Championships on the line in a last chance match, as it is the challengers, Cat Daddy and Del Frito, the Smooth Operators, last chance to secure the tag team titles currently held by GPA, Dr. Carl Hager, and the Professor Murdoch. Also, in a first ever for SCW Entertainment, fans bring the weapons hardcore match. They're going to try to settle the score once and for all as the Lone Wolf, Dean Richards, goes against Sean Storm. Also, guys, triple threat action, the Internet title on the line, James Hall to defend against Mr. Smith and Anderson Strong. And, of course, in the main event, we're going to crown one undisputed SCW heavyweight champion as TJ Boss goes one-on-one with Tanner Stone, guys. It's a match everyone's saying possibly one of the most important matches in SCW history. It's the main event at Blaze of Glory. It's going down April the 18th. Now, really quickly before we depart with everyone this week, we said momentarily ago we had an announcement for next week's SCW Radio. So to make sure everyone knows about it 1 week out, 1 week in advance, from today, Wednesday, April the 15th, right here on Blog Talk Radio, 6:30 p.m., we're going to have not one but two scheduled guests as SCW Heavyweight Champion TJ Boss and other SCW Heavyweight Champion, I guess you'd say, Tanner Stone, will both be a part of SCW Radio next week. I'll be sitting down interviewing both men before we head. That's 3 days before the big event, by the way. Before we head into Blaze of Glory, so that should be definitely exciting. So don't forget, guys, next week right here, Wednesday, April 15th, 6:30 p.m., right here at Blog Talk Radio, I will have on SCW Radio Tanner Stone and TJ Boss. So there you go, guys. Should be very exciting next week. Give you a week to get hyped for that. I want to thank everyone for calling in this week. I want to thank all the listeners. And, guys, we will be back next Wednesday, next week, same time, same place, 6:30 p.m., right here at blogtalkradio.com for another edition of SCW Radio. Until then, I am your host, Sean Vann, signing off.